McCroskey Art Center in Grand Rapids has two wonderful exhibits up at the moment by three artists. In the front gallery, it's Everyday Objects by the Woodbury, Minnesota sculptor Charlie Nestor. Charlie finds his material everywhere. It's often broken or discarded or both. Furniture, traffic cones, ladders, concrete building blocks. And then he transformed them in ways that get them telling different stories, different from what they were designed to do, with very surprising results. In the back gallery at McCroskey, two artists, George Robinson and David Bjorkqvist. You've heard me talk often about my old friend George Robinson, but not recently. And his latest work is a complete turnaround. Colored acrylic ink drawings of long-view landscapes from across the southern United States. He used to do almost exclusively autobiographical, up-close, pen-and-pencil self-portraits that were at the same time commentaries on fashion, politics, religion, and much else besides. David Bjorkqvist, whose work I had not seen before, does black-and-white landscape photography. These are focused, intimate photos that contrast beautifully with Robinson's larger-scale, distant horizon drawings. Bjorkqvist has been fiddling with camera gear for a long time, and his goal is to find, to see, images of places that the rest of us look at and don't really notice. Lush, thoughtful, nuanced pictures. You might have heard about Project Lulu on this program, the Duluth-based nonprofit dedicated to art as a key component of healing processes. Lulu recently ran a series of workshops in Grand Rapids called Arts Express for cancer survivors and caregivers. Lisa McCann, Lulu's executive director, was involved, of course, and brought with her Duluth's former poet laureate, Sheila Packa, and Elizabeth Kuth, a well-known Duluth painter. Local poet Laurie Miltich was also involved, and Kathy Dodge helped with all the administrative details. The results of those workshops, drawings and paintings and poems, are now installed, an informal exhibit, at the Artisan Residence Studio Gallery at Old Central School. If you're out and about on First Friday, November 7th, stop in and check out this work. You'll be impressed. Finally, I caught in Bemidji, as I usually do, Watermark Art Center's annual members show. As always, excellent. Diverse, accomplished, colorful, fun, everything you hope for in an art exhibit. Testimony, once again, to the incredible arts community in and around Bemidji. Coming up at Watermark in November, another annual show, the 12th annual It's Only Clay, one of the premier clay exhibits in the country. More about that next month.